today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
There is a comfort in going and playing these rooms in Ireland.
Hello everyone and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster and on behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to our show. If you're listening on the day this is released, happy St. Patrick's Day! Yes, it is March 17th. That is St. Patrick's Day. And before we get started on today's episode, I just want to mention really quick, we are going to start tomorrow with February new music. If you haven't got your picks in, it's awfully late. We're just about to close up and lock the door. You got one last second to slide in before it is closed. So if you haven't done it already, please send in your picks if you would like to do it for February. Today, I'm going to do something for you folks that I don't know if you'll enjoy, but I enjoyed doing it. And that was I put together an all-star lineup of Irish musicians to make a great all-star Irish band in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So it's the all-star Irish band, and I've got a drummer, a bass player, two guitars, and for a real surprise, three vocalists. That's right, three vocalists, and none of them are Bono. But the reason is I want this to be an all-star powerful band that can work in a lot of different styles, so I need these three vocalists to be able to do different kinds of things. Okay, so here we go. Who's in my all-star Irish band? Well, I'll tell you who's first, and it's probably going to be the most obvious one, and that is the bass player in my group is Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy. Now, I know there may be some of you out there who are saying, hey, he was born in England. That's right, he was born in England, and he spent the first, I don't know how many years of his life in England, but he grew up in Dublin. That's where he came of age. Irish band, Thin Lizzy, right? We all can agree on that, okay? Now, one caveat for this all-star band, I didn't choose more than one member from a certain group. So I can already hear Joe Fleischer's voice when it comes to picking the guitar players that other members of Thin Lizzy won't be in my all-star band, but that's the way we're going to roll. Okay, it's Thin Lizzy, the ace with the bass, Phil Lynott, one of the most amazing musicians, writers, and bass players, of course. Always played a bass with a pick, so it gave it a little more driving edge. And let's hear a little bit of that bass playing right now.
Down from the glen came the marching men with their shields and their swords to fight the fight they believed to be right, overthrow the overlord. To the towns where there was plenty they brought plunder, swords and flame. When they left the town was empty, children would never play again. We'll be right back.
All right, there it is. Thin Lizzy. Phil Lynott is first up. He's on the bass for my all-star band, Mr. Patty's All-Star St. Patrick's Day event right here. My drummer is going to be a drummer named Eamon Carr. He played in a band called Horse Lips. Now, I'm not sure if you heard of them. H-O-R-S-L-I-P-S, Horse Lips. And they originally formed in the year 1970. And I love this story about that. They all worked at an advertising agency, three members of the band, Eamon Carr included, well, members of the future band, along with Barry Devlin and Charles O'Connor. They all worked at an advertising agency in Dublin. And then somebody from Harp Lager was making a commercial, and they wanted them to pretend to be a band for this commercial. So they agreed, and that's how the whole thing got formed, Horse Lips. They had their first gig turning professional moment on St. Patrick's Day in 1972. They released a single, and that's what got their career off and running. But they had a really cool sound. They're often credited as being the founding fathers of Celtic rock. They fused traditional Irish music with straight-ahead rock and roll and inspired many, many others to do so. So let's hear a little something from their first album, Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part. So that's Eamon Carr on drums there. He is the drummer for my all-star band. Now, one of the guitar players that I want in my group is someone who I want in there because they can really write great songs. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like when this guy starts writing songs with Phil Lynott. It's going to be amazing. He's also a very good singer, too, so he can contribute background vocals when needed, even though we got three singers in the band. So, but he'll definitely be singing some songs, probably the ones he wrote. And that person is Glenn Hansard, right? Irish through and through, down to his roots. And he, of course, has had a very successful solo career for many, many years now. But he also starred way back when in a little film called The Commitments, and also with a band that we're going to hear right now called The Frames.
I'm pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord, that helps me out. When you're away, and I was in the army, and they called you back to save me, and I was resting soft, arms of my warmth. And I'm pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord. And I'm pulling on the red cord so you're not so far away. And I was at the uni, at the University of Life. Black poetry. And it was there I found you. And you were happy like an angel. But for everything you learn, there's something.
All right, now the other guitar player I'm going to have in my group is one William Rory Gallagher. He is known as an incredible guitar player, often referred to, according to the source of all human knowledge, as the greatest guitarist you've never heard of. Well, I've heard of him, and just looking here on the source of all human knowledge page, this is a list of the musicians who cite Rory Gallagher as an influence. Alex Lifeson from Rush, Brian May from Queen, Johnny Marr from The Smiths, Glenn Tipton from Judas Priest, Robert Smith from The Cure, The Edge from U2, Slash from Guns N' Roses, Jake Burns from Stiff Little Fingers, Janet Gers from Iron Maiden, James Dean Bradfield from The Manic Street Preachers, Vivian Campbell from Def Leppard, and also Gary Moore and Joe Bonamassa. Amazing. He played with a lot of different people here and there, but he also had a long solo career that started in 1971 and went all the way up to 1990. So let's hear a little something now from Rory Gallagher. I'm also looking at a statue of him playing a guitar in Ballyshannon, County Donegal, Ireland. So he really is a legend.
I'm a
All right, so so far we've got Eamon Carr, Phil Lynott, Glenn Hansard, and Rory Gallagher. And now to the vocalists. I want three vocalists in my group, and the way this is going to work is one of them may sing lead on a song, but the other two will then be backup singers, right? They can sing backgrounds. And if you want two of them to sing a co-lead vocal, you know, with harmonies, you can do that. You can have one of them step forward and the other two step back, or they could sing with Glenn Hansard and Phil Lynott. I think the possibilities here are endless. So here are my vocalists in order. First, I've got to have Sinead O'Connor as one of my singers. Rest in power, Sinead O'Connor, who left us way too early. And another singer that I want to have in my group for my all-star band, for Mr. Patty's St. Patrick's Day all-star band, is going to be the lead singer of the Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan. Now, imagine the possibilities with Sinead O'Connor and Dolores O'Riordan singing together. It's going to be amazing. There's all kinds of incredible things they'll be able to do. High, low, medium, whatever you need, however you want it. So when Phil Lynott and Glenn Hansard and everybody are writing these songs, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. It really is.
Every day.
Okay, now finally, folks, this one was real hard. I am, you know, cheating a little bit, of course, by putting three vocalists in my band. But I had one more I wanted to pick. I'm not going with Bono, just because he seems like he'd be too big for the whole band, you know? And I'm not going to go with Van Morrison, even though I really wanted to go with Van Morrison. But I just think Van Morrison in his prime, he was just too headstrong. And he might not be able to work with these people either. And, of course, you know, we may have that problem with somebody else, but not that I'm explicitly aware of at this moment. And then I was very, very close to putting in Shane McGowan from the Pogues. But I just felt like it would become a party. The whole thing would become a party. We'd never get any songs written. You know, it would be difficult. And let's just say Shane's vocal range is slightly limited. As endearing and lovely as it is. So we'll keep him over there in the Pogues, safe and sound. Now, the vocalist I chose is one Feargal Sharkey from the Undertones. All right, it's going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. it's Mr. Patty's Irish All-Star Band for St. Patrick's Day. I hope you've enjoyed my picks. I'm sure nobody agrees with them all, but just think of the possibilities of this band, Feargal Sharkey up there singing with Dolores and Sinead. It's going to be incredible. What a band it's going to be. It's going to be a powerhouse band capable of playing in any style, rocking out or bringing tears to your eyes with their lovely ballads, and touring the world with Wingtip Sloat as the opening act, coming soon. That's it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. If you celebrate or if you don't, remember that tomorrow we're going to be coming up with February new music. So get ready for Jim's always excellent picks to kick us off and get the new music train on the tracks. It's been all refueled, ready to go, restocked. The bar car has been restocked. We always seem to run out near the end, but we will be good this time. I think we laid on a few extra cases of Guinness just in case. So that's it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
This is all I want to do. It's a song called The Rapper.
Alex Lifeson from Rush, Brian May from Queen, Johnny Marr from The Smiths, Glenn Tipton from Judas Priest, Robert Smith from The Cure, The Edge from U2, Slash from Guns N' Roses, Jake Burns from Stiff Little Fingers, Janet Gers from Iron Maiden, James Dean Bradfield from The Manic Street Preachers, Vivian Campbell from Def Leppard.